was supposed to be off tonight. But the Lord wouldn't let me off. That's where I run my ministry. You don't know when I'm going to call you. You're not going tonight. I got to go. That's the way it's supposed to be. Don't get your little feeling hurt. You can't do that. You can't do that in ministry. There's something I have to say in you tonight. And there is a connection from today. So I want you, while you're standing, get your Bible and turn to the book of Haggai. And one of the things I want you to write down now is pulling the cover off of spiritual money. Money that had been designed for me to have for God. It has been hidden. But money cometh is sent to pull the cover off supernatural money. And only children of God supposed to be handling supernatural money. And supernatural money never says I don't have enough. So anytime you didn't have enough, you were not handling the right money. You're being deceived. And tonight that deception is over. Financial jams are over in your life. You'll be wearing a financial jam, destroying anointing. It's just on you. Tell somebody, it's just on me. People shout about the glory of God and don't really know what the glory of God is. The glory of God is all that he is and all that he has. Glory, when you talk about the glory of God, you cannot talk about the glory of God without gold. Without plenty. So what we have to find out tonight is, what am I doing and what am I not doing? Because I love God. And I praise him in the morning. I praise him at noontime. And I praise him at night. But my money ain't right. Is God holding back on me? Or is God trying to get some insight to me that I could live normally? It's normal to be blessed. So I want you to see, we're going to look at two passages of scripture, and then tonight, money cometh will operate on its prophetic side. You will be prophesied into your right place. With revelation, with anointing. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
You got the book of Haggai?
Yes, sir.
Chapter 1, verse 5. Now therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Now you're going to say that again in another voice, same way. Consider your ways. Somewhere in your ways, if you're not there, somewhere in your ways you're being blocked. So instead of arguing with your faith, as if you're doing everything right. Shut up. Listen to the Holy Spirit and let him tell you what you need to change. There are so many decreeing book out now, and y'all making a lot of decrees. But decrees does not work if you don't obey. It's a revelation. It's an enlightenment. It's an insight that you have to have before you can walk in the full plan of God. I think we studied too much. We've read too many books. I know I've read too. I read some books. And some of them books didn't do me no good. I thought I had a hold of something. God said, put that down. Now look at verse 6. It's really not because the people of God are not giving. Right. Oh, oh, my goodness. It's really not because the people of God are not living right. We just have to have insight about prosperity and insight about God's finances. You have sown much. They just don't even sound right. And bring in little. You heard that? You saw that? But you have not enough. You drink, but you're not filled with drink. You close you, but there's none warm. And he that earneth wages, oh my, earneth wages to be put in, put it into a bag with holes. The holes will be closed tonight. No, you didn't hear what I said. I just prophesied over any hole in your financial bag will be dealt with tonight by revelation and anointing and impartation. All holes in your bag will be closed tonight. That is a prophetic money coming assignment. To close the hole in my children's financial bag. Some got in there, but it went out. Because you didn't know how to deal with it. You didn't know how to read the scale. You wasn't supposed to go there at that time. You were supposed to do something else with it. But you got happy. You thought you had a ride and made a foolish move. And the money was taken by interest when it should have been increasing. Verse 7 looked like a repeat from verse 5. I wonder why he did that. Is it that important? Thus saith the Lord of hosts. There he said again, consider your way. Go up to the mountain and bring wood and build a house, and I will take pleasure in it, and I will be glorified, said the Lord. Verse 9, you looked for much, and lo, it came to little. That's about to change. What I look for gonna come in. This for somebody else. Yeah, this is not for me. I'm telling you, this is for somebody else. I'm coming to understand. I'm going to walk with my Father. I'm going to walk with the Holy Ghost. And I'm going to know what to do. And I'm going to obey the Holy Ghost. All financial leaks leave out of my life tonight. All financial holes. Be filled in my life tonight. Now, what your money going to start changing instantly? Yes, sir. Because once you locate what the enemy is using, you can stop it. Why? You're more powerful than he is. Now you, oh, I don't have a hole in my bag. Where did that come from? See? So I can't preach to you. I can't prophesy to you if you're broke and trying to be rich with your thoughts. What about statement, I'm doing all right? Who won't talk to you? I'm doing all right. Ain't nobody talking about no all right, yeah? I ain't come out here to preach about no all right money. Go up to the mountain and bring wood and build a house, and I will take pledge in it, and I will be glorified, saith the Lord. I'm in verse 8. Verse 9, you looked for much, and lo, it came to little. And when you brought it home, I did blow upon it. Why, said the Lord of hosts? Because of my house that is waste, and you run every man unto his own house. Wow. See, that's what God, if I could use such a word, is afraid about. If he let you have it, next Sunday you won't be at church. You out at the beach in Florida. Pastor ain't gonna run me. I got money. So your money may be low because you're not submitted to nobody yet. Therefore, look at verse 10. Therefore, the heaven over you is stayed from dew, and the earth is stayed from her fruit. Oh, we got to do something about this. And I call for a drought upon the land and upon the mountain, not just on the mountain, upon the corn and upon the new wine and upon the oil and upon that which the ground bringeth forth and upon men and upon cattle and all labor of the hand. I call for a drought. We got to get this off us tonight. Give me three hallelujahs.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
If you didn't say nothing, you're a crook. Because you don't want to say it. You're thinking that you're already there. God got you at this meeting for a reason. You're about to be promoted. There's a promotion anointing in this house. And God sent you here. And God inspired you to be here so that anointing can get on you.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Money that you can't explain. Money that you can't complain.
More than enough.
Hallelujah. Had a fresh anointing going to come in here tonight. I feel it coming on me now. That's why I came back, kept the same suit on.
Yes, sir.
I ain't want change.
Yeah.
Anointing. Here's what I'm hearing. All of your lacks are about to be fried. Burned up. Now notice in the second chapter, because I got to take you there.
Yes, sir.
I remember when I first seen this years ago. God said something, and if you don't have revelation, you won't catch it. In the second chapter, in the third verse, he says, who's left among you that saw this house in our first glory? And how do you see it now? Let's just think about Abraham for a few minutes. And think about the church now.
Uh-huh.
Think about Isaac. Think about the church now. When you come down to financial status, think about those Solomon and those Old Testament saints. Until I heard a white girl, she wrote a book. She's still living today. She's the elderly lady. She talks about millionaire. I read her books years ago, Millionaires in the Body of Christ. Yes. Man, millionaire, well, you can't say that in church. You stop cussing using that word millionaire in the church, in the church of God. That's the wrong, you can't use that word up in here. You use that word Hollywood, then you can use it. Rock and roll singers, then you can use millionaire. Basketball player, football player, then you can use millionaire. But you can't use millionaire along with the word anointed. You can't use that word in God's house. It make God mad. God mad because you broke. You are his child. And I will tell you something. Because I'm going to say some powerful things to you in a few moments. I'll tell you something. You already have more than enough grace on you. It's already settled. It's already signed. It's already sealed. And it's ready to be delivered. But grace can't work without faith. We have to steward our finances by faith to activate the grace that already had been provided for us.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Watch this. Verse 5. Just stand a minute. I got to stay the whole while. Why you can't stand up a few minutes? Shoot. Come on, I won't sit down a minute. You ain't sitting down now. That's why you're broke. You've been sitting down too much. Stand up. Look at verse 5 now. According to the word that I covenant, with you when you came out of Egypt. Covenant word. So my spirit remain among you. Fear you not. That's a powerful word. For thus said the Lord of hosts, yet once, it is a little while, and I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land. The time has come.
Come
on, y'all. Don't act like we're reading a comic book yet. Don't act like we're just reading a history book. No, it's time. It's time for this to happen. It's time for God to shake everything up. God ready to shake your finances up. To shake your blessing up. To shake your anointing up. To shake your more than enough up. You got to get in agreement with him. God said, I'm ready to shake your neighbor up. I'm ready to shake the people who live on the street with you up. I'm ready to let them know you my child. And my hand is upon you. And all that I have belong to you. Calling you out right now. I'm calling you out.
Yes,
I'm calling you out the hole. You've been in the hole long enough.
Right.
It's time to come out in the open and let the Lord shine through you.
Yes.
Financially.
Yes.
You can get your shout on. Just, you know, I'm not a singer, so somebody else has to sing for you. The shout. I'm talking about money, man.
Money.
I ain't talking about shouting off the tune. I'm talking about shouting because I ain't got no bills.
Yes.
I'm talking about shouting because everything paid for. I'm talking about shouting because I'm going to bring my pastor a big check today. Look at verse 6 again. Because he said it's not going to be long. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, yet once it is a little while, and I will shake the heaven and the earth and the sea and the dry land, and I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come, and I will fill this house with glory, said the Lord of hosts. The revelation here, my brothers and sisters, glory is not just smoke. Glory include prosperity, yes, wealth, and increase.
Yes.
God never show up empty-handed. God leave his presence by wealth and abundance. God never show up empty-handed. He always want to bring something to you. Something that you couldn't do for yourself. When you learn how to yield, God will constantly be dropping stuff off. Because he can't find people who know how to receive. Verse 7 says, and I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come. And I will, if you can do it for a nation,
yes,
what about a family?
Yes.
What about a ministry?
Yes.
He's talking about nation.
Uh-huh.
And I will shake all nations, the desire of all nations shall come, and I will fill this house with glory. That's what he said, right?
Yes.
Say the Lord of hosts. Why in verse 8?
Yeah.
Right after he said he'll fill the house of glory, why in verse 8? The silver is mine. And the gold is mine. Says, why are we talking about glory? Now we go back to glory. We go back to glory in the night voice. What is this glory conversation? You can't spin smoke. They don't take smoke at the bank. You got to learn how to take the smoke and the fire together. The glory of this latter house. He's saying the goal, the prosperity of this latter house shall be greater than of the former, said the Lord of hosts. And in this place will I give peace, said the Lord of hosts. Now, let's turn to another scripture that have been raped, but we're going to go to it tonight because there's some things we got to see. Malachi. We talked about last night earlier being money coming. Tithers, sowers, and receivers.
Right. Yes, sir.
You notice receive last.
Yeah.
Money coming prophetically unlocking your abilities to receive from God. Prophetically. This is not, you here tonight, this is not as reading the scripture in meditation. This impartation is coming up on you now. By assignment. That's God's divine plan. He got it where we can meditate, we can pray and get enlightenment and read the word. But he also have officers that he anoint to bring it to you quicker.
Yes, sir.
Now, this is going to be shocking. Your praying about money is over. Pray for something else. Pray for souls to get saved. Money is not to be prayed about. I feel you, but it's not. Come on, son. Huh?
All our holes in our bag are filled.
All your holes in your bag is filled, and I'm in agreement with you.
Yes, sir.
And this year, I looked in the eyes. This year is about that. But you know he couldn't stay at his seat and say that. Y'all don't want me to preach up in here. I told y'all I don't need no money. But I got to tell you the truth. He could have stood over and said that all the time. I ain't got to want no more. I got to want no more. No, you got so.
Yes, sir. Yep, yep. Yes, sir. Amen. Yes, sir.
Come on, apostle.
Yes, sir.
Now, watch this. Then we're going to sit down. I'm going to start saying some things to you. But you're not going to be able to stand up in a few minutes. You're gonna be hit. You're gonna be hit so many ways by the Spirit.
Yeah.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Now this voice, if you've been a Baptist any time, you will be able to quote it before I read it in Malachi 3:8. Will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me. But you say, wherein we have robbed thee? He said, in tithe and offering. You see that, right? And you remember the scripture we read just now, right? All right, put them together. Watch. You're cursed with a curse, for you robbed me, even his whole nation. You hear what he said in verse 10? Bring ye part of your tithe. And what we do with 10%, right?
Yes.
See, y'all done, another spirit done got in here. Y'all done changed. Y'all. Now I got to get another anointing. Y'all, the anointing was good, but I started reading that and I felt something shifting here. And I know why. You've been taught it improper. You've been jammed to tithe.
Yep.
You can't be forced to tithe.
Right.
Tithing has to be a revelation.
Yes. Yes.
More than just about giving.
Uh-huh.
Tithing has to, you have to know in tithing, you have to know why you're giving.
Yes.
And listen carefully. You have to know who you're giving to.
Yes, sir.
You're not giving to that man or woman standing up there.
Right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And they don't owe you no return.
That's right.
And they don't have enough to fulfill what he's saying here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Good apostle.
Bring you all the tithes to how I've been meeting my house, prove me not yet, we'll say it, the Lord of hosts. If I would not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, don't need to be a whole lot of them. That there should not be room enough to receive it. He don't have to pour out. God don't have to pour out a bunch of blessings. He said a blessing. I'm ready for my a blessings. See, he don't have to, God can do it all at one time. Lord, his voice at 11. Y'all got to stand up with me a while. Listen, because we're going somewhere. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sake. I receive your seed. I will rebuke. What God is down all of. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sake, and he shall not destroy. Remember the hole in the bag?
Right.
The fruit of your ground. Now I shall you, your vine cast out fruit before time in the field, said the Lord of hosts. Look what he said in verse 12. Come on, read it.
And all nations shall call you blessed, for ye shall be a delightsome land, said the Lord of hosts.
Wow, my. My, my. My, my. All right, go ahead and be seated. Now, I told you in 94, the man prophesied over my wife and I about money coming. He didn't know what he was doing. He didn't know it was money coming. And then in 95, I got money coming. Then back in 78, Charles Capp, he's going to home be with the Lord now, was in Hawaii and prophesied this prophecy that is called from the word inversion, reversal of the normal order. Gloria Copeland, I was standing talking to Ken and some other minister. I really don't know what year she did it, but I know the prophecy was in 78. And she walked up to me and said, I got something, I believe it's for you. Now listen to what God did. Now God had this man to prophesy over Carol and I. The revelation of money coming came in the supermarket. And then you hear this 24-step prophecy came through the mouth of Charles Capp that was for this moment. Yes. Tell us every step we got to take for money coming. He knew nothing about money coming. Now here are statements that you may have never heard before. Pulling the cover off of supernatural money. In other words, from this night forward, all cover that been on supernatural money in your life will be pulled off by an anointing. Supernatural money means I'm not going to pay the note. Something happened I can't explain. But I'm going to pay the whole doggone thing. Oh, y'all ain't ready for me. The Lord is saying to you tonight, I am pulling the cover off all supernatural money in your life. You hear? He want to prophesy this over you. But he needs your expectancy to not, this is what I'm about to say, not to live normal financially no more. Yes. Secondly, I want this in your note as a prophetic moment. Money pressures are being removed. As you stand, as you sit tonight, money pressures are being removed off of your life. Yes. Pushing over every trap that have been set before you financially. Every financial trap, the enemy, the thief comes out, but the steal, kill, and destroy. And so he robbed us before we get to the second part of the verse. I'm come that you might have life and that you might have it abundantly, more abundantly. What the Lord is saying tonight, let me say what he said. Pushing over every trap that has been set before you financially. In other words, John 10:8 going to be dealt with. That you may be able to walk clearly in John 10:B. I am a call pusher of kingdom agenda financially. In other words, you financially, you push the kingdom agenda.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So you will not be talking about $10,000 all your life. Because kingdom agendas push heavy. Listen, you listening? I'm moving in the light and the life of more than enough. Tonight.
Tonight. Yes, sir.
Tonight. I'm moving in the light and the life of more than enough tonight.
Tonight. Yes, sir.
You see, spiritual thing, when God speaks to you, you don't have to explain it to nobody else. Listen, my brothers and sisters, I was a Sunday school teacher 49 years ago. I'm not teaching Sunday school yet tonight.
Yes, sir.
And when I was a Sunday school teacher, what I was teaching about, I had no experience with it.
Yeah.
I'm telling you something taking place in your life.
Yeah.
Y'all gonna make me close earlier than I wanna close.
Yeah.
There's something taking place in your life, but I need to sense you receiving this. Because I can't have it being pushed back to me. The question is asked, because I had an experience today, are you an icicle? Not having the ability to change by choice. Come on, daughter. You might be an icicle Christian. No matter what is said, no matter what fire burns, you still going to be an icicle. No matter what anointing break out, you still set in your ways. And you're not willing to change. And then you point and say, she didn't say nothing. That's why I didn't change. He didn't say nothing. That's why I didn't change. I got my scripture. I'm not talking about having no scripture. Doggone everybody in here got scripture. I'm talking about having your money.
Yeah.
I'm talking about stop being a beggar.
Yeah.
Begging somebody to set you free, and you're already free.
Hallelujah.
I receive your seed. That's a $500 seed. $20 seed. Let me ask that question again, because the Holy Ghost, are you an icicle? Are you in a position that you can't be melted? Have you learned some unlearned things in the early days of your life that the Holy Ghost can't get them out? Come on, son. But I believe something's supposed to happen in you tonight. I received your seed, sir. That's a $5,000 check. These people are walking for you. It's God got the things so designed. You say, is that possible for a man and a woman to just walk up there and give $5,000?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Where they got it from? You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
See, when money come, it came with that. It came with trainers.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. Come on, sir. Yo.
Glory.
Look at somebody and tell them, I'm out. Yes, sir.
Personal and business.
Okay. $1,000 from the business and $1,000 from the personal family. I'll never be broke another day in my life. Say it.
I'll never be broke another day in my life.
And listen, my brothers and sisters, I'm your partner. I'll shake you up. I'll say some things to make you cry. But I'm not trying to hurt you. I'm trying to help you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You need to see the day when you can walk like that. Let me give you a secret on that. In one of these prophetic moments. Number 15 on this prophetic setup. Number 14. I want you to get this down. But it shall be, saith the Lord, that the word of the Lord shall rise within men. Listen, men of God of low esteem in the financial world that should claim the word of God to be their very own and walk in the light of it as it had been set forth in the word and give. But it should be said the Lord that the word of the Lord should be to rise within men. Men of God of low esteem. Didn't say they're gonna stay there. Low esteem in the financial world, that they should claim the word of God to be their very own and walk in the light of it as it had been set forth in the word and give. Now watch what it says now. They shall begin to give small at first. Because that's all they have. You got to begin somewhere. Listen to it. They begin to give small at first. Because that's all they have. But then it will increase. And through the hundredfold return, should a reservoir be lost from the wicked and turned to the gospel. So don't be ashamed of your $15. The hell what somebody else thinks. I'm coming out. Don't even worry about it. Because as a $15 soul, there's going to be a day you're going to walk up, you're going to be a $15,000 soul.
Yes, sir.
Tell somebody that you got to start somewhere. Come on, son. You got it?
I got this from a 2005 settlement.
A $400 check.
Yeah.
And you're giving it all to me.
Praise God.
Yeah, well, you're giving it to the Lord. The Lord's going to multiply it back.
Hallelujah.
Somebody
else.
Come on, my brother. I received. That's a $200 check. Money comes Come on, son. Releasing kingdom children into kingdom business. Oh, my. Yes, sir. I receive.
Yes, sir.
Receive. Okay. There come a time in your life that you're always shopping with a supernatural plan. Supernatural financial rivers are being opened in the body of Christ. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Sit down for a few minutes now. Koromashata. Tithing is supernatural money coming for the people of God that no power can stop. Giving creates a divine flow that the job can't offer. The job always pay a normal check. But you don't never know when giving gonna come off the hook. Jesus unfold the mystery of money coming by telling a lesson of the sower, the seed, and the sow, and the results in Mark 4. He finally said, he that have ears to hear, let him hear. He finally said, I'm showing you the mystery of the kingdom.
Yes.
Seed time and harvest is the mystery of the whole kingdom.
Yes.
The kingdom of God is a seed kingdom.
Yes.
It's not a raising your hand kingdom. God supplies the activator and the manifester. Write your scripture down, 2 Corinthians 9:10. Put that up quickly, 2 Corinthians 9:10. The activator and the manifest. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Y'all sleeping back there? What up? Now, he that ministers seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food and multiply your seed sown. Look at the word, and increase the fruit of your righteousness. I have a multiplier and an increaser that is with me at all times. I have no idea what might happen. I'm a set up sower.
I'm a set up sower.
Look at Philippians 4:19. How are we reading the scripture? But my God.
Yeah.
That's a sowing statement.
Yeah.
Y'all go read the 19th verse. You can't just read the 19th verse.
Yeah.
You got to know what activated the 19th verse.
Yeah.
Sowing make God your supply.
Yeah.
My God supply all my need. How?
by Jesus again in Mark 4 unfold the mystery of money coming. I might have said this earlier. Given a divine flow that the job came off. Oh, Lord.
Yes, sir.
Here's a business connection demonstration in Luke 5. They let him use his ship for a few moments. Business was bad. But after they tied up in partnership with Jesus. In the Sam water. Sam ship, Sam city. Jesus said, cast it on the other side. The empty ship start sinking because of a divine supply. Read that sometime and understand that. Here's a business connection demonstration. Luke 5, 1 through 10. Cheerful giver, turn to 2 Corinthians 9, 7. I'm just going down the line a bit here, a few moments. Cheerful giving gets God's attention all the time. And 2 Corinthians 9. Every man according as he purposed in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly, of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. If you can't shout about giving like you shout about receiving, you've been deceived. Satan don't want you to shout about giving. Because he knows when you begin to shout about giving, your broke days are over. He got that hid from you. Come on, help her. You got this gimme world. Get this gimme world.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, you got a right to shout. $500 check, shout.
Glory to God.
Cheerful giving get God attention all the time. Prayer, praise, and pulling will not activate the prophetic in the money coming. Prayer, praise, and pulling will not activate. Lord have mercy, I've been pulling too. Money coming is a supernatural plan of God. Turn to Jeremiah 29:11 that many Christians will never experience. Jeremiah 29:11, quickly. Quickly. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil to give you an expected end. Is that the voice? What did that voice say in the NIV? I know the plans I have. Plan to prosper you, right?
Yes, sir.
And give you an expected end.
Yes, sir.
Y'all got that? I want them to see that. Look. For I know the plans I have for you. Look at this, children. Declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plan to give you hope and an expected end. God has a plan. Money comes is a supernatural plan of God that many Christians will never experience. What happens when you don't recognize an anointing from God? You get left out. The anointing is not going to cater to you. The Holy Spirit is not a catering servant. You better look at Genesis 26 and mark it down. Genesis 26, 22 to 31. How many of y'all ever read in Deuteronomy 28? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Is that thing powerful? Yes, sir. Deuteronomy 28. You ever read it? Because I'm going to say something about it. I'm going to close. Deuteronomy 28. Deuteronomy 28 is what happened when we obey God and the money come at gate swing open. The reason I can emphasize money coming so much as if it's Bible, because it's prophetical. He told me to bring it to the body of Christ. It's not something I came up with. You see, it's out of the mouth of God also.
Yeah.
See? And so when what happened when we obey God and the money coming, gates swing open, Deuteronomy 28, 1 through 13 take place in our lives. Oh, Lord. And then turn to Psalm 78, 41, I close. I'm going to make a statement that you will always remember. Now, come on. Right. Now, it is time for your limiting God to be forgiven. You see. Good see. Yes. The $500 seed. Now it's time for you to see. I'm going to ask a question here. I'm trying to close. How many of y'all ever prayed about your sowing? How many of y'all before you came to this meeting prayed and said, Lord, how much you want me to sow while I'm here? Or when you go to church, you pray. You want to know. You ain't concerned about what you got. You guys got. God know what you got. What about that little money you got hiding in the bank? I've been there. I had that little money hiding in the bank, and they ain't paying you no interest. I'm not talking about nobody tricking you. I'm talking about you being anointed enough to hear the voice of God.
Yes.
Put that subject back on the board. I'm going to close. Put it back on the board. Let me talk about that a little bit. Putting the cover off of supernatural money. Now, how do I pull the cover off of supernatural money? Thank you, sir. I heard one. But by doing this, hallelujah. And nothing come out. Hallelujah. And nothing come back yet. Hallelujah. See, you're going to have to learn that. Come on. You're going to have to learn that. I cannot preach this without preaching that. Because it'll leave you in the same. She do this all the time, $1,000. Now, you would think, if you were normal, that I'm trying to get some money up here.
Right.
Gee. You see what I'm saying? You can't come to a money coming meeting thing like that.
Right.
You got to come to know that you got more than me to walk this thing, and you got people sitting in here got money, plenty of money. I think we had 30 houses paid off in one meeting. 30 houses. Then one girl walking here with how many million-dollar contract? Way up there. They give her 85%, 85% raise, and she had how many million? She had brought in one contract, 16 million. Then she had 18 million on the table. I receive your seed. That's a $1,300. Let me say this then. It's a 1,000. Sound better, you know. 1,300. And the way you say things, you know. 1,300, 1,300. Come on, son. Pulling the cover off of supernatural money. Yeah. Yes, sir, I receive it. I receive it. That's a style now. I wonder how much cover you pulling off right now. I ain't standing up here waiting on you.
Right.
Forget that.
Yes, sir.
I've been rich a long time ago.
Yes,
by working the same principle
that
I'm talking about.
Yes, sir.
So I don't want you to come to money coming for money.
Uh-huh.
I want you to come to know how to get money.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I want God to train you.
Yes.
I'm not gonna be just a watcher.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna get in the flow.
Yes, sir.
I say it again. Phil made everybody got from around me who didn't want to give nothing. Because
right.
Phil will put you on the spot.
Yeah.
Phil said, I believe you all to give $1,300 right now. And God look at him and say, God. He always run his mouth. He just shut up. I know two men he drove crazy. I watched on their face. Phil said, I think we need to do something. And God said, oh. Well, I know what I'm talking about. But I'm going to close with this. You need to get none givers from around you.
Yep.
If they belong to your church and they don't want tithe, they ain't real.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Pastor, I love you.
Yeah.
I love your family.
Yeah.
I love you. What's your wife, man? I love you. What's your wife, man? I love her, too. Come on, son. I'm going to close. Come on, man. Hallelujah. I got a man work for me now, Phil Train. Anytime I drive on the lot, he start running behind my car with money in his hand. Phil is well trained.
Yes, sir.
But I tell you a story when I first hired him. We was out here working, so I said to Phil, I said, Phil, this boy real? He's a good worker? Oh yeah, he's a nice fella. I got him trained. And the first day the boy fell out. I said, Phil, come here, man. I got responsibility now. This boy done fell out. You told me this boy was gonna make it. But he had a hot suit on and the heat got him, you know what I'm saying? I told Phil, I said, Phil, man, you got me on the hide this boy. This boy on my list now. And Phil fell out. He laughed at that. Oh, he's going to be all right. He's going to be all right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.